Chicago.
Never heard him called that before.
No.
That would be a horrible mascot name.
Yeah, it'd be hard to be the play-by-play announcer for that team, wouldn't it?
First and 10 for the Demon.
Did he almost say DHs?
No, DNs.
Oh, wow. Okay, there's Norm with a very unfortunate draft moment. Now, draft coverage came to almost a complete halt on day two of the draft when the Cowboys in the fourth round took a projected linebacker from Oregon State. He was the 110th player selected. And this is kind of a neat story because he grew up a Cowboys fan, a huge Cowboys fan. He was on board for the three Super Bowls in the 90s and even was a fan of the team after that. In fact, he had a Dat Win jersey because he was such a big fan. And it's weird now because Dat Win is going to be his coach. And here, Victor Butler tells you just how familiar he was with those Cowboys when Dat Win played.
Are you a Cowboy fan?
I've been a Cowboy fan since a little kid, man. Irvin, back when they had the dream team to me, Michael Irvin, Emmitt, Troy Aikman. I was walking around with my little my plastic Cowboy helmet and my jersey on.
Oh, wait a minute. Whose jersey? That's the key.
Whose jersey?
Yeah.
Man, whose jersey did I have on? Dat Newton.
Dat Win.
Dat Win?
Right.
Victor, tell us about playing.
And he didn't say anything because he just realized what he had said. And
right.
Didn't say anything. Okay, we got some problems
here. Whose jersey did I have on?
First on Dat Nugent.
Yeah. I love cat scratch fever. And
secondly, he wasn't on those Super Bowl teams. That was a few years after that.
Well, awkward. Michael Irvin and Dat Nugent.
And that's what Norm was digging for. Oh, did you have Emmitt's jersey on or Michael's jersey? No, that Dat Nugent guy. Let's hear that one more time just for laughs.
Are you a Cowboy fan?
Are you?
I've been a Cowboy fan since a little kid, man. Back when they had the dream team to me, Michael Irvin, Emmitt, Troy Aikman. I was walking around with my little my plastic Cowboy helmet and my jersey on.
Oh, wait a minute. Whose jersey? That's the key.
Whose jersey?
Yeah.
Man, whose jersey did I have on? I think it was Dat Nugent.
Dat Win.
Dat Win?
Right.
Victor, tell us about that.
Victor, are you still there? Or did you pass out? Are you gone?
Gone, Norm.
Oh, that's funny. All right, there's Victor Butler, new Cowboy linebacker up for an e-break. And our third candidate is 1920s reporter guy.
Oh.
He has had some really tense moments over the last few years when Tom Gribble uses the voice and the dialect of the old reporter from the 1920s. He decided to take on Spurs coach Greg Popovich, which you can't ask him just a legitimate question in a normal voice. Why, after a loss to the Mavericks in Game 4, would you dare take him on as 1920s reporter guy? So uncomfortable.
Cam, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tony Parker. Can he continue to be your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something? Or, you know,
that ended the press conference, too, by the way. Thought we had the ending of that because Greg Popovich
so tense.
Promptly got up and walked out.
I think an NBA official spoke to Scoops after that.
Yeah.
And
when he asked him what his name was, he didn't say Scoops Callahan. He said Tom Gribble.
And thanked him.
There's so many elements about this that I love and hate. It certainly is the one thing that Tom has brought to the table here at the Ticket.
That's it.
It is the one thing.
That's it.
But it is a great thing. It's so tense because I described it to these guys as when you listen to Tom ask the question, it's like a guy walking a tightrope between two skyscrapers, and he's constantly almost falling,
yeah.
But somehow he manages to make it to the other side. You're sure he's about to screw up the line somewhere, because it sounds like it's just so...
You don't think he's real sure-worded?
No, it's so nervous and helter-skelter, but somehow he gets to the other side.
And you know he's scared, especially in this situation with Popovich, who hates everybody.
What's so great about it is it's never Matt Bonner that he's talking to.
Right? Yeah, it's always high Peyton Manning, Wayne
Phil Mickelson, LeBron, yeah. Roger Clemens.
He's got a giant pair of cojones to do this character. I got to give him a lot of credit.
I just imagine every time before he does this, as he's sitting in his car out in the parking lot with the barrel of the gun in his mouth, going, no, I'll do it one more time, and puts the gun back in the glove box and goes in.
And he calls everybody champ.
Right.
Champ, champ.
Okay. All right, one more time, just for the tenseness.
Champ, champ, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tony Parker. Can he continue to be your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something? You know.
Stifled, uncomfortable laugh in the background. Don't you know the writers just slumped knowing that the press conference was over?
Yeah.
And nothing was going to happen after that. All right, so those are your three candidates, Victor, Butler, Norm, or Gribble, 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for 1920s Vaginal Spice Cornborn.
Do we register that vote for Gribble? Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, I'd like to vote for the large stack of Tom Gribble and Wade Pop's Pierce Nipple.
Okay.
That vote directed at you, George.
Okay, I guess so. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
This is Dot. I'd like to vote for 1930s reporter.
A little bit wrong. Okay. You got it a little bit wrong there. 20s.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Any chance we're going to see Miggs use a spitball in the great game?
No. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for...
Oh, no.
He's gone.
Just developed full-blown swine.
Swiney play. There. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Tom Gribble and Vaginal Slice Bornborn.
Thank you, sir.
Very nice.
Hi, you're very polite. Very polite.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, musers. I would like to defer my vote to the fake Michelle Wee.
Hello, George. Oh. I am very frightened of your American swine flu.
Mm-hmm. Just vote.
I came from Korea on the belly of a jackal.
Why?
From the feet of a coyote.
Vote.
To grow into a god for 1920s reporter.
Then we have a winner.
Cup winner this week.
Yes. A huge stop down after game four, 1920s reporter guy against Greg Popovich.
Champ, champ, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tane Parker. Can he continue to be your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something? Or, you know.
Damn. Imagine Tom clutching that microphone and that palsied hand holding the index card.
Does he read off a card or does he memorize it? Sounds like he's kind of reading.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can't make out the words. Shaking so badly, he can't make out the words.
How many is that for 1920s reporter guy?
Well, that's 8 wins overall. First win in over a year, and he breaks the tie with Jerry Jones.
All right, 808 here on Sports.